I am George Puffy, usually call me Georgi Puffy. I am a director from Hungary. I wanted to be a director. And the beginning, of course, was the Star Wars. I was in the right age when the Star Wars 1 and Star Wars 2 came into the cinema. I have some movie what a lot of people like it, and if I go somewhere around the world and I say I was the director of Hukle, Taxidermia, Final Cut, they know me. That is very good. Not me, they know my movies. This is a very good feeling. My goal and success, just only to make a good movie.
Welcome to Speak All Evil, the podcast you were warned about. I'm Trent, here with Kevin, Kat, and Dave. Hello.
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 Hi.
Follow us on Instagram at Speak All Evil Pod. If you like the music that you hear in between segments on Speak All Evil, that is the work of Goddamn Chan, friend of the show, producer extraordinaire. Mm-hmm. You can get his music anywhere there's music online. It's god.damn.chan. I'm sure he would prefer, and I would prefer, if you went to his Bandcamp. Mm. I love Chan's music, and I love Chan. Thank you very much, Jen, for continuing to let us use your beats on the show. It's one of my favorite parts of the show.
Me too. Yeah, he's also very buff now.
He is? Yeah. I know.
He got swole.
Jacked. Yeah.
Swole.
God damn, Jen.
Woo!
Follow Jen on Instagram, see how jacked he got.
Yeah.
You guys, I've seen a bunch of stuff this week. I don't know about anybody else.
No.
Lay it
I've
on
seen
us.
Some stuff.
I went to see Love Lies Bleeding last night.
I'm jealous.
Fantastic. Loved it.
You didn't even let anyone know you were going.
Well, it was kind of date night.
Yeah, he's got dates
dinner
now.
And movie. Plus,
yeah.
We went to the 4 o'clock, so I just didn't think anybody would be like, yeah, I'll run to the movies right now.
I love getting out of the movies and it's still light out.
Mm. It's a little weird for me, actually, especially after a movie like that.
Heavy?
Oh, man, I would call it a Southwestern gothic noir revenge with a twist of erotic thriller.
Oh, my.
Did you like it better than St. Maud?
It's much different. I don't know. I loved it. I mean, there's more going on than in St. Maud. It's a little bigger of a story. It's awesome. It's so dark. It's very high anxiety. I was clutching the seat rest, edge of the seat. I jumped a bunch of times. It's pretty crazy. Very excited. We talked about St. Maud. This is the second feature from Rose Glass, and we've been waiting. For me, did not disappoint. I'll be going back probably... Anybody else wants to go?
Oh, just let us know.
Yeah.
Throw it out there.
I also went to, I saw Pi. You guys seen Pi, the first Darren Aronofsky movie from like 98?
Oh, way back. Yeah. No, I never
Black
saw it.
Black and white one. They screened it at the Nick for Pi Day. They did one time, one day.
Oh, you didn't tell
us.
That's
cute.
Yeah, I don't
know. Yeah, we didn't get the call. It's girlfriend.
Also a date night.
Oh, damn. Dates on dates.
That was really fun. Have you guys seen that?
Do I need to like swipe left on you on some app that I don't know about so we can reconnect? Like, how does this work?
Yes.
You said it was fun. I don't remember it being fun. I remember it being kind of slow, but...
Did I say fun? I don't know. I think it was fun to go. You know, it was fun to see it on the big screen because I hadn't seen it since 98
or 2000. It was fun without us.
What was his...
Good times.
What was his second feature?
I don't know. I don't know what was
I probably haven't seen it since I was a super... wanting to be cool teenager checking out whatever indie flick I could get my hands on at video port.
Yeah.
So I don't remember. I remember thinking it was cool, but I have absolutely no ground
great.
To stand
it was great.
Up.
It was fun. It blew my mind at the time. I remember how blown away I was. Not as much now, much, much later. You know, it's a very DIY, it's black and white. It's a very DIY feature and it's great. Reminded me of Primer or Something in the Dirt. It's this guy who's a mathematician and he just gets obsessed with numbers. He's trying to unlock all the secrets of the universe through these numbers.
Requiem for a Dream was the movie
after that.
He went big after.
Yeah. You haven't seen that, Cat Pie?
No.
Too young.
And there's some references tonight to The Whale that will come up later on.
Also haven't seen that.
And Fat the Bastard.
The Princess of Wales is my
oh
my favorite Disney movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Get it, Wales?
Yeah.
Anyway, also, lastly, shout out Justin, listener recommended Mosquito from 1994 or 5. I know you've seen Mosquito, Kevin.
Yeah.
Great 90s creature feature. It's one of those 90s movies that feels like 80s. It's very much like Slugs.
Ticks.
Yeah, alligator, whatever. It's that, but with big, giant mosquitoes. Practical effect mosquitoes mixed in with some really bad effects.
That was a thing a few years ago, like right after the pandemic. It was like a 1-2 punch. I was like, there's a big mosquito misinformation that was out there. You don't remember that?
No.
Well, the algorithm fed me some shit about some giant killer mosquitoes.
Yes, I remember. No, I remember that. We talked about this before. Yeah.
In like Florida, and they were like, it was like getting stabbed with a knife.
Sure. Yeah, I remember. Ugh. They're trying to distract us from the COVID.
I'd mosquito. Like to see Mosquito. Good. It's on Shudder right now. Very good. Anybody see anything else?
I saw Out of Darkness.
Oh, right. Yeah. How was that?
I liked it. I don't know. Maybe it was a little too... I could just see that it was low budget. And there were some tricks they did that was kind of cool. There's some cool, scary stuff they do with the darkness. It's always like depriving your senses, which to me just kind of got frustrating after a little while. And it kind of had like that arc of, do you remember It Comes at Night, where like nothing actually ever comes?
Yes. Spoiler.
Nothing ever comes at night. Like, it was kind of like
nothing
that.
Comes
I was just
at
like,
night. Or in the day,
I was like, morning comes.
Early afternoon.
I didn't.
I still get mad when I see people talk about that as like an underrated horror movie everyone should see because I hated
it. It has
movie.
Some fans, yeah. Kat?
Oh, yeah. We've been watching the Patriots documentary.
Nice.
Dynasty.
Oh.
Or Dynasty, as I like to call it, when we watch it. Just like big circle jerk for Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and fucking all those people. So
fun.
It's a good get high and watch show because I don't really care about Patriots. but Nick does. So here we are. But it's interesting. I don't know. It's just like guys being dudes, just rich people being rich people. I don't know. It's something.
This week.
I've been watching a ton of stuff.
Oh, I thought you said you hadn't seen anything.
Night of the Lepus. Anyone ever seen
of
the Lepus?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
though.
I have. Oh. I've seen it.
Wow. I would highly recommend this.
Oh, yeah?
This is 100% on a list of like, you have to see it so you can say you've seen it. And again, you'd make a friend at a party if someone heard you talking about this and they were like, no way, it's fucking terrible.
Okay.
It's so bad.
Oh, wow.
But it's great.
It's a great. Real roller coaster.
It's great. It's great. Giant bunnies on little set. Or I'm sorry, normal sized bunnies on little tiny sets to look like giant bunnies. And then I went down a major 90s rabbit hole, kind of early aughts. Went to school while I watched Disturbing Behavior. Do you guys remember this one?
No. Nope.
James Marsden, Katie Holmes, Nick Stahl.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know, something's wrong at the school. People are turning into like Stepford Wives, only they're students. Then I watched The Faculty because that was
hand
just fed to me by the algorithm. Great one. And then Valentine, 2001.
Oh, yeah. Some people say.
Some people say that one's good.
I almost picked that one for the Valentine.
But all of that led us to what we will be doing with our time next week. But you got to wait till the end of the show.
What could it be?
90s bad rabbit movie. Donnie Darko.
I'm interested in all that stuff.
That's 2000, I think.
This week, it's Dave's
Tagagamaggot week.
Oh, I remembered. I've been saying it in my head. We're going to start with the 2006 film called Taxidermia.
A story set over three generations of men, beginning with a sexually frustrated orderly during the war who relieves his tensions in the most outlandish and gross ways. The result of his liaison is a son who is a glutton who grows up to be a champion speed eater. He produces a child who becomes obsessed with taxidermy.
I feel very misunderstood this week. Trent has already given some passive-aggressive...
Well, he didn't save anything for the pod.
Well, anyway, I feel like that my curations this week won't be understood until the year 2050 or so. When the number one movie is a guy covered in shit fucking a dead pig while competitive eating.
Great.
This movie, I happened across it on F'd Up Movies, and it looked like so cartoonish and different than all the other stuff you tend to see on there. Everything looks very grimy and very like low budget. This movie is very high budget. It's, like I mentioned, it's Hungarian, but it's often listed as like a horror comedy. I don't know what you'd call this. I know I'm probably going to get some shit for not having full-on horror this week, but I was mostly going for gross. To me, like, this movie and the other movie, which I hadn't seen, reminded me so much of the Videoport Incredibly Strange film section, especially where you might grab something that you've seen a few times, like, oh, that's messed up, I came across a copy of this again, and then you might grab something else that you hadn't seen. So that was kind of the arc of my choices this week. I thoroughly love Taxidermia. More of an extreme dark comedy, I think. I think an alternate title for this could be Pigman. I think that would be a very good name. Shout out, you know, Fat Bastard from Austin Powers. Kind of had some of that vibe. Basically goes through three generations of kids that, well, they grow up and they all have very, very strange lives, all conceived from this dick that shoots fire and some post-mortem bestiality or hallucination. I'm not quite sure what happened there, but I didn't need to know. Mm. Yeah, I just love this movie. I like the Hungarian aesthetic through the decades, all the military stuff. And I really respected the practical effect of the relentless vomiting. That was very good. And not to mention, I thought this movie had a fantastic ending. I thought this ended very, very big. But here we go. What did you think?
I love this one. I'm trying not to. It's hard. Honestly, it's hard not to let your other choice bleed into my feelings about this one. Because if
I didn't like the other choice either.
Yeah, if I'd watched anything else other than Septic Man and didn't get angry right away. Because I really, really do love this. It's a great movie. It's funny you mentioned Videoport, because this was like nostalgic to me. It took me back to the early aughts in the video store when I was, you know, cold browsing the foreign section, you know.
Delicatessen or something.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Right. And just looking for stuff that's messed up, trying to explore. And I might have picked this up and looked at it and thought, oh, this looks weird. And this would be one of those movies that now is kind of lost on streaming. There's so many of these quirky, weird foreign movies just don't make it to streaming. So this is on Effed Up Movies. You can watch it on Here TV, which is kind of like a queer forward streaming site, I believe.
Which is what I did, yeah. But I don't understand how this applies to that.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know. I'd love to get into how it might.
Sure.
It's really great. It's very quirky. It's, you know, I thought I was getting, you know, there's all this gag a maggot, and you were all about, like, grab your vomit bags and all that last week.
Bodily fluids. I mean,
yeah. I mean, this is, there's certainly a lot of body horror in this. It does become a horror movie. It's certainly a stretch, but it's very strange. It's very gross. The competitive eating, and I should clarify, because I now, because of this movie, I've never thought about the difference between vomiting and regurgitating. There's no vomiting in this. There's regurgitating. They're professionals. They're hungry and hungry. I think that would be an alternate title for this movie.
Oh, I think it's not
they're competitive eaters on the hungry competitive eating team. And after you do the competition, of course, everybody has to go and regurgitate, which just means you're putting it back out. It's not like you're trying to hold it down. You're eating it and you're putting it back out to the world.
So it's like undigested.
Regurgitation.
Yeah. Is that what's his name, Joey Chestnut? Is that what Joey Chestnut does when he does his
I would assume maybe he does. Probably. I've never thought about that until this movie. So
I don't ever want to think
Hungary.
About it.
Hungary would be a great name for this too.
Yeah, this is a great, bizarre foreign oddity that, if I wasn't as mad about Septic Man,
I'm mad. We'll save it for the pod.
We're on the pod.
Kat, you can rip it apart.
Great.
For me.
This was a film. Thank you, everyone. What a fuck. You said it already. Very strange. Very odd. I didn't really care about anything that was going on, mostly because I didn't really understand, I think, what was really going on until we got to the end, which I think made the film worth it, but it made it interesting. I don't really care about people fucking dead animals or thinking that they're fucking dead animals. I don't really care for watching competitive eating and then the regurgitation that you were talking about that accompanies it. It all these stories seemed very disconnected and very weird. And I know they were connected because of the connected legacy, generational kind of situation that was going on, but they were just so separate to me. Like, there was no way that I thought they kind of intermingled besides just being like grandfather, father, son kind of a situation. I did like the intense end, the intense art piece, like that random rich guy that's like, hey, I got this dead baby if you want to put it in resin. Where did he come from? He was a doctor? We don't know. But anyway, he then all of a sudden was like an art collector that kind of curated this body from this man. Spoilers, I guess. But like, that was the only... And it just came out of nowhere. Like, why was this man doing that?
Yeah.
We kind of understood that he's like a lonely guy. Obviously, his parents did not like him. Obviously, like, didn't kind of raise him in a loving way, but then we just kind of see him going about his normal life and like trying to connect with like this woman at like the supermarket, and then it just makes like a weird leap to him deciding to just like taxidermy humans.
Himself.
Well, but you know, there's
I don't think he just decided to do humans. I mean, he had to do something with the. With his dad.
Did he?
Well, yeah.
Did he have to do something?
Well, you know how much it cost to have that guy hauled out of there? There's Jabba the Hutt.
How much hay?
Jabba the Hutt.
How much hay did he have to buy to stuff that man?
Cheap.
Also, he stuffed the cats. Those were huge cats. On butter, just hot on butter. Anyway, so it just like made this weird leap where I was just like blindsided, where I was like, oh, okay. And then luckily, you kind of get to this art dealer at the end who explains exactly what happened, because I felt like I was just kind of like flabbergasted while it was all going on. Anyway, yep.
It was a movie.
That was it.
So last week when Dave was talking about his picks, he kept talking about this movie called Omnivores.
Yeah.
And even though I believe I'm the one that texted out Dave's picks to the thread.
You did.
I got up one day this week.
You watched Omnivores?
And said, oh, I watched Septic Man. That was a big pile of shit. Pun intended.
Literally.
All right, I guess I'll watch the other one now. And I'm like, all right, Dave said it was on Effed Up Movies. I'm just going to search. I really don't want to have to do this whole fucking, you know, hide my fucking internet from the universe. So I was like, search Omnivores. Oh, it's on Freebie. This is great. Watched Omnivores. I'm like, this is fucking fantastic. Wow.
Oh, you liked it.
And today you guys are texting in the thread, and at some point Dave's like, I'm going to proudly wear my taxidermia shirt. And I just went, oh, fuck.
That's when you found out it was taxidermia.
Oh.
And so I got here a couple hours before the show and put on some noise-canceling headphones while a band was rehearsing in the next room and watched Taxidermia.
Wow.
So I couldn't be more fresh. I fucking loved this movie. This movie rules. I do think that the third act would make an unbelievable short film on its own. I think for like mass consumption, you wouldn't have to like try to tie everything that happens in the first and the second acts into it. That whole sequence blew my mind. But I loved it. And you know, it's shot beautifully.
It
does tie into like a lot of movies we've talked about recently. Like the whole going through three generations of a Hungarian family. And it starts like World War II, goes to Cold War, gets to present day. Very Suspiria 2019 that we just talked about, with this whole like country and like socio-political element to it. It also gave me some Hostel vibes, maybe just because of the setting. Everyone keeps making jokes about the eating and all this. For me, it was Stand By Me.
Yeah.
For me, it was the whole scene in Stand By Me where they tell the story about the eating contest. And you know what? There's a movie about poop this week and a movie about puke. And guess what? Which one disturbed me more? This one, I was like, cannot watch another person regurgitate or puke. I don't know. I just want something to come out of somebody's mouth other than blood. Somebody kill somebody, puke up some blood. You know, as far as like saying it's not a horror film, comparatively to other movies that we've brought to the show, this fits right in. It's totally fine. And I do think that third act was a little bit rushed, because this is still, despite being pretty expansive in terms of generations, It's like a quick 90 minutes.
It is.
And that third act,
yeah,
I would have, you know, expanded a little bit more. Give me like a 40-minute short film or something.
I thought it was
like
too
that.
Short, too. Yeah, I mean, it's called Taxidermia, but we don't get to spend much time with the...
No, that's the quickest part of the movie, too. Actually, yeah. I think the third, or the second act, I'm sorry, is like the longest. Mm-hmm. I was very confused. It took me really paying attention, which I had to do because I was in very loud headphones, to understand exactly how each tied into one another. But I think it's pretty obvious, like the dude in the first act actually was sleeping with the lieutenant's wife.
Yes.
And he is actually the father of who will become Jabba the Hutt.
The eater.
But the lieutenant still raises him because he
shoots
own. That dude in
yes.
the first
so
act.
So quick. Oh, my God.
And then we get to Jabba the Hutt's son is this like little emaciated, like very pale man that's now into taxidermy. So I thought that was cool. And just one last shout out, the soundtrack and the sound design in this movie are fucking killer.
Yeah.
It's so good. So yeah, I think this one's great. I do understand why it's a little bit lost in the shuffle. Came out kind of probably at the tail end of like all of these, you know, foreign films, us being exposed to them and having some outlets and then just buried in the mountain of streaming. But I love this.
Does focus on the second man's story, I feel like, more. And that's the one you get to know. And I like that he has this, like, this epic meteoric rise and fall, almost like Raging Bull or something.
Yeah, and he's talking
an
about it.
Yeah, and he's, like, talking about it, like, back, you know, in the day. And he's watching the stats.
I used to eat more than anybody.
Yeah,
my
dad's a
champion eater.
My dad was a race car driver who watches, like, race car videos all day and is, like, in his chair. Like, this is, like, totally him.
Sorry. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say, like, when you were talking about the transitions between the parts, I thought it was funny that they just show you a weird guy and they're like, eventually this man's going to ejaculate into something. And because they're going to show us it, the ejaculation coming out of the penis and going into the birth canal or whatever you call it. And someone's going to get pregnant. And that's how they kind of go from generation to generation. It's like crazy. Digital effects and stuff in those sequences.
There's one scene where he just ejaculates into the stars. It seems,
yeah,
into the heavy
yeah.
universe.
Yeah.
There's some dicks in there. So flaming dick. There's
real dick heavy in the beginning.
Dicks
real
through,
dick
heavy. Through a peephole.
Dick
and
heavy at the end when they literally zoom in for a good, what felt like 10 minutes onto the penis.
Of the
and then the rest
well,
of the
art.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Art.
Well,
it was a slow zoom. I think that this is absolutely a horror movie, if not just for in the third act when we just watch all of the innards be played with and dissected. That was an intense scene. And what was so jarring about it is that it was all close-ups and they kept just like going to other shots. So there's no like zoom out to see what was happening. It was literally just like, and here's these organs, and now we're on this part, and then these organs, and then here's this blood. So that part was very intense to watch. So if not just for that moment, that's what I would consider would make
it like
the
close-up
horror
of
movie.
Tissue just getting cut open like, over and over again. It was like some weird visual ASMR.
I did not
get
relaxed. I liked
the cunt speech. The guy in the first story. The guy's commandant or lieutenant or whatever, because this is World War II, and he's kind of out at an outpost, a very unglamorous, shitty outpost, and he's got this terrible lieutenant or whatever, and the lieutenant gives this whole speech about the cunt and how it, you know, makes the world go round, or quote, he says, "It's not the world that makes the cunt go round. It's the cunt that makes the world go round." So it's profound
what I
stuff
say
right,
every morning.
Right off the bat, yeah. And he's talking about all the poets and the playwrights and the musicians, they're all saying cunt.
I thought the first part of
I didn't write it. It's
I know.
It's right on par with the speech from Inglourious Basterds, right?
Yes.
It's right up there.
Yes, better.
The first section of this movie I thought was the most dull. Yeah, it was, I don't know, it was just so goofy and like zany and like...
I'd like to, when the rooster pecks his penis, he's got his... put his dick through a wooden peephole and he's put Vaseline in the hole. He's like splinters and he's... And then the rooster comes. And
I wish I had paired this with Happiness or something else disturbing that.
Yeah. Or what was the one? Omnivores. That would have been a good pair. Yeah. Kevin.
I had a great week.
I watched Septic Man the night we got back from the podcast. I watched it that night. I didn't like it, but I was just like, I'm not going to text everyone and make them change it.
Sure.
You could have.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
You really could have.
So keep in mind the setting that I'm in when I'm watching this movie. I'm looking at IMDb, and there's a featured review on IMDb, and it says, Taxidermia is a film.
They stole my line.
And then it's all bullet pointed. Don't watch this film while eating. Dave can attest. I walked in, rolled in with a pint of Ben and Jerry's just chowing down. Don't watch this with other people. Dave's entire band's here, just milling around, getting ready for practice. Don't watch this if there's even just a risk of people walking past the screen while it's on. They're doing that. Don't watch this if surgery scenes make you squeamish. Not really a problem for me. Don't watch this if taxidermy creeps you out. Get out of here. Don't watch this if full nudity makes you uncomfortable. Fine with that. Mm. So we get to the scene that Kat was just talking about where this poor guy has now decided, I'm going to explore my own body a little bit here. Mm. Our friend Jake, Oyster Guy, comes in, sits down, opens up a huge burger. So I'm sitting here, no sound, because I've got headphones on. And he's just chowing down on this burger, and I just keep seeing him look, glancing uncomfortably over at the screen. And I'm like, and I had already read this review, and I'm like, my computer's all the way on the other side of the room. I can't pause it. I don't have a remote. Like, it was the most uncomfortable.
What scene was happening when he was eating the burger?
The guy was picking himself apart at the end.
Oh, nice.
And he kept eating the burger?
Oh, he enjoyed the shit out of that burger.
I mean, I'd say that's better. I'd rather watch that. I don't think that would bother me while I was eating. I wouldn't want to watch the food competition and the regurgitation.
That's a good point.
While I was eating. I mean, I've watched plenty of gruesome deaths and enjoyed some sushi or whatever.
Oh, Jesus.
No problem there.
I didn't think I was going to like the fat guy character, but I really did a lot. Like, I really liked that whole guy's thing. His whole deal. I liked his character.
I thought it was interesting. Like, wasn't the taxidermy guy's kid? So that's Fat Bastard's son. Wasn't he like unlocking like a cage or something to get in and see him? Like, what was the deal with that?
No, the cage was for the cats. The cats were being kept in that cage because he was making them vicious. He was fattening them. The cats would only eat lard, and he was growing them almost like they were competitive eaters, sort of.
Right.
And so at the end, his son accidentally, he slams the cage shut, but it pops back open, and then he leaves, and so that's when the cats get out and go to town.
Cats get some.
Jabba the Hutt, yeah. If you ever want to see, he's basically the size of Jabba the Hutt, and his cats start eating into his stomach.
His like wallpaper looks like Sebago Lake.
Do you think the cats murdered him, or do you think that he had died and then the cats ate him?
Open question, I think.
Cats got him. I think the cats got him.
Yeah, okay.
Heart. He can't move, and they're vicious. They're mean. They've only been fed butter. They want meat.
Yeah, they want that.
Cage was open. That dude can't bat them off. He looks like a fucking T-Rex with his arms and shit. Like,
he still wants to eat fast. He's eating the candy bars, the protein bars, without
the wrappers.
Yeah, taking the wrapper off because he can eat more of them in an hour, like 500 in an hour.
I believe there was some unsimulated sex in this. That sex scene either was the greatest effects that you could buy in Hungary in 2006, or that was some sex.
Agreed.
Cool.
So, Kevin, you liked Taxidermia more than Terrifier 2.
What do you mean?
You liked Taxidermia better than Terrifier 2.
I wouldn't put them in the same category. Where are you going with this?
To be clear, you love Taxidermia. It rules. T2, you were a little...
I like it. I like it, but I think it's a much better movie than
they're different.
Terrifier.
Yeah, sure. I'm just saying, you like this one better, though, of the two.
I can appreciate both of them for what they are.
You definitely like this one better, Kat.
Trying to figure out, what are you trying to accomplish?
I'm trying to establish.
I don't know.
I thought you hated Terrifier.
I did. I also hated this movie.
I like this one.
When did I say? Roll back the tape.
Okay. She says it's a film.
Yeah, I guess that means
like, yeah.
But then it seemed like you were fond of it, I guess, I thought.
This, I said I liked, I thought the end was fun. Like it was, I don't know if I said fun. I said I thought it was good. If I were to rewatch.
If you had to watch one or the other again.
I guess I would watch Terrifier 2.
You would. Interesting.
Who do you like better, me or Trent?
Yeah, where are you going with this?
I like Calvin.
I just think it's fun. I just was surprised.
Trent, who would you rather invite to a movie? Me, Dave, or Kat?
Or your girlfriend.
We review movies every week. I was just surprised at how much warmer the reception to Taxidermia was than Terrifier 2. I just was surprised.
I mean,
you never know what people are going to think.
I thought I
loved Terrifier 2.
Yeah, different bags completely.
Sure.
Different expectations, sure. Things you have to, different standards you have to hold them up against,
sure.
Different inspirations. I mean, a weird metaphorical Hungarian film about three generations starting in World War II is a little bit different than a very modern take on classic slashers.
Sure, I'm very different. I'm not saying they're the same. I just seemed like you liked this one better.
Yeah, but you know what I'd watch first? Again, is Terrifier 2.
You would?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Both great movies. Mm-hmm. One is just dumb to a fault, and one is smart to a fault.
I was reading, this is on one level a metaphorical,
yeah,
socio-political telling of the history of Hungary from World War II to the present day.
Oh. Yeah.
It was.
What?
Yeah.
I was wondering if anybody could tell me more about that.
No.
No clue.
One thing it did force me to do, and again, in a very brief amount of time, is just do a very quick dive into Hungarian's history, because I was curious.
That's what I'm saying.
And I did not realize the tumultuous history that Hungary has, not just within itself, but with global allies in these times of crisis, where Hungary started out as joining the Axis powers and then sort of realizing, uh-oh, and then aligning with the Soviet Union. And then all of a sudden, through the Cold War, Hungary was kind of actively starting to fight back against communism and the Soviets, because as part of their deal to kind of bail them out of World War II, the Soviets were like, well, now you're kind of ours. It was an interesting kind of dive into what some countries had, decisions that countries in that region had to make during those two global crises.
Hmm. I mean, my favorite part by far was the end when the taxidermist, I don't think we can spoil this, the taxidermist builds a machine where he taxidermies himself alive. So he's removing all his internal organs with this machine. And then when he gets close enough to done, the machine automatically cuts his head off.
Like David or whatever.
Yeah. And he, right, in his arm too. So he ends up like an art installation, a taxidermied headless corpse. And I was really admiring that end. You know, we talk about sometimes controlling your own end. You think about, you know, we talked about, but by the time you realize you should off yourself, you might not have the ability, you know, where's the line? But if you still have the ability, you might be gun shy, you know. This guy really controlled his own end. And not only that, he made sure he lived into eternity as a piece of art. You know, what a way to go.
Mm-hmm. It was very Cronenbergian.
Yes.
And reminded me a lot of Titan as well for some reason.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
But what does that, any of that have to do with a guy who shoots fire out of his penis?
Like, I mean, that's within the first minute of the film.
That's the Hungary, that's the metaphor, that's the political part.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't get that either. Okay, next up on Dave's To Gag a Maggot Week, from 2013, Septic Man.
A sewage worker gets trapped inside a septic tank during a water contamination crisis and undergoes a hideous transformation. He teams up with a docile giant to confront the murdering madman known as Lord Ock.
All right, so this movie, we've already damned this movie all night. I just heard our friend Dan, who plays bass, right? Dan had said, you guys might want to check out this movie on Tubi. He wasn't recommending it.
No, he was saying, has Kevin seen this?
Right.
I think it was more of a joke about, he sent it to me like, has Kevin seen this? But then my eyes lit up, as did yours, at the title Septic Man.
Right.
And we were like, oh man, I put it right on the list. So
yeah, I was thinking, you know, maybe it might be like, what was that? How to Eat Fried Worms and Hallucinate movie.
Chock full of worms.
It's like that.
Fried worm.
You know, I thought maybe it'd be like that. There's a certain dingy horror that's out there that's good. I thought this tried too hard to be like cult classic, without really having anything that good. We watched the first like minute or so here, and it starts off like crazy. It's so disgusting. And then after that, it's just kind of stupid. it was like a real slog, mm-hmm. sludge. Alternate title, Septic Drainage Massacre. Is that maybe? Even the puns with this aren't even fun.
They're not.
Although, you know, I do enjoy a Tubi throwaway. Like, I watch shit like this all the time. I like to consume things. And so I do come across stuff like this and sometimes enjoy it in a certain context. But I did not enjoy this. He falls into a fucking drainage thing trying to fix it. And the guy from Anything for Jackson tells him to. And then he's getting paid all kinds of money. And he just turns into this like goopy guy. the transformation isn't even that terrific or gross.
No.
He's just bubbly.
Yeah, he's just kind of bubbly. He's got this shit on his face. He just wanted to wipe it off. Anyway, what did you guys think of Septic Man?
Yeah, so we found the poop movie that didn't bother me. I appreciate our listeners understanding my sensitivity and then throwing recommendations out that may hurt me. That's exactly the type of listener we want, and I'm not even joking. But yeah, I mean, you close your eyes during the first like 30 seconds of this one, and then you're good. I mean, you know, honestly, this is like, this does for poop what like Showgirls did for boobs. Like, he's just playing around in poop so long that I forget it's poop, and I'm just like, he's just having a bath or something.
Did you forget about the boobs in Showgirls?
I mean, I got tired of them. I didn't even really classic. Notice, you know?
Yeah, heard.
I do feel much differently about boobs than I do poop.
Okay.
but I got excited.
Poop's better.
When I saw that this was written by the guy that did Pontypool.
Yeah.
That's a really good movie. Also, very like one-act play-ish, kind of like Septic Man is. Pontypool's very, you know, concise, and not a lot happens, but that's a great film. So I was
Tony
thinking,
Burgess.
What's that?
Tony Burgess.
Yeah, the writer. Yep. And apparently he wrote Pontypool as like a radio show, which makes a ton of sense. Doing the whole like War of the Worlds vibe. So I was thinking, all right, you know, same thing here. And I kept kind of waiting and waiting for like some more of like the Julian Richings tie-in as to what's going on with the water contamination. How does this feed into corporations? And where are we going to get that? That never really came. And then the Lord Ock guy and the dude from Becky showed up, who I guess was also a wrestler. He showed up and I'm like, all right, we're going to get some like Texas Chainsaw Massacre shit here. Like this, okay, it's going to get cool here. And then the guy starts getting a little bit goopy down in the tank. And I'm like, yeah, we're going to get toxy. Everything mm-hmm. you think that is going to happen in this movie does not.
Mm-mm.
I mean,
no.
It comes at night. It comes at night. It's like fucking killer clowns from outer space compared to,
yeah,
to this.
World
it's really, really boring. And unfortunately, I don't think it ever really goes anywhere. And then you also get Abby from Hobo with a Shotgun. She shows up in this
as
Septic Man's wife, pregnant wife. So I was excited about that. She's in like three scenes. Yeah, it's just, it's not that good. It's not scary. It's not gross. And then, you know, they don't really drive home any type of point. So yeah, thumbs down.
This movie was a septic experience. It was shitty. Ayo! Get it, guys? You get the joke I made? Cool. This was just like a sewage-filled, not even nightmare, just like a situation that we were watching. Because it wasn't scary. I thought it would be the grossest part is the intro. And I was like, oh, man, what are they talking about? There's no poop in this movie when you guys were talking about it. No. So I think it definitely could have absolutely leaned into more of a like body horror epidemic situation. Definitely didn't go anywhere with the corporations at all. That's kind of what I thought maybe that was going to be like an underlying theme to kind of like bring it all together, but none of that even really made sense. You've got the weird guy who murders people in the sewer. Okay, like, where did he come from? We don't even know about that guy. He's got a giant weird brother. Sure. That's the extent of the story. No backups. No kind of exposition at all. They're just locking people down. They're, like, killing babies and I don't know. We've got the sanitation worker septic man, who's down there trying to save the world for 200 grand. Sure. Nothing really comes of that either. It was just boring. It wasn't that gross. It was disappointing. I guess the practical effects were interesting, but not they weren't anything to write home about. It was kind of just like, hey, they put a lot of bubbles on this guy's face.
Yeah.
Cool. Which, right. Again, came out of nowhere. All of a sudden, he's normal, and he's like kind of covered in dirt and poop. And then the next scene, he's like, look at me. And I'm like, what the fuck is this fucking toxic Avenger looking guy? I don't know. I guess it's kind of funny that he's like talking to himself and talking to other like dead bodies. Like that's kind of like his escape from being kind of trapped in this downstairs area. But I don't know. It could have taken a lot of different directions. Could have leaned into the humor. It could have leaned into anything interesting, I guess. And it would have made it a different film, a more watchable film. The acting wasn't that bad, you know? I thought he was great. You know, his Canadian wife was fine. She had a lot of oots about her, oots about her, if you will. That British guy's cool. He was in Supernatural. I remember watching him there. He was like the devil or something. Anyway, next.
Let me set the scene for you guys. Come home. Long day, you know? Long day, you got a couple hours to yourself, you know, hopefully, you know, got to just do it all again the next day, you know, come home, you're hungry, you know, you wolf down some food, try to, you know, want to put this movie on, you really start getting excited, you're going to finally, when you kick back, going to enjoy a nice Dave Pick horror movie, you know, oh, it's a gag-a-maggot week, get to dinner out of the way, get the barf bag, he said, my God, I'm going to start right with Septic Man. It's going to be crazy, you know? And,
This was not recommended. This is just picked by me. It was picked to watch.
Yeah,
We heard you.
We know what happened. It's all on tape. It's all on the. It's on this week's episode.
You pulled a cat. We get it. We understand. We get it. Oh,
wow.
Devastating. End. The end. Next week. No, there. So it does. It fools you at first. Opens up the stupid scene. I love it now. I was just watching it just now. The one good thing of the movie is the disgusting opening scene, and then it's just a guy sitting in a big tank. That's the whole movie. Just he doesn't even do anything. He just sits in the tank the entire time, and it doesn't even really look like sewage water. It just kind of looks like water. You don't see any logs in there. You know, he's not burnt. You know, he's just like hanging out in a water tank, and that's it. That's all that happens the whole way. Nothing at all.
But they give you all this potential.
Sure.
That's what I'm saying. I just laid it out. Laid out all the things I thought were going to happen from decades of watching horror movies.
I thought the acting was probably among the worst we've ever seen. I can't believe you guys
I wouldn't go that far. This is the dude that just
absolutely
had Terrifier 2's mom was like an Oscar winning performance. Like, just
way better.
Calm down.
Way
calm
better
down
than this. That's what I'm saying. This is some of the worst acting ever. I thought Dunsworth from Hobo the Shotgun, oh my God, she's so bad. She can't hardly read the lines.
She's only in three scenes. That's all they needed.
And they just wrapped it up so quickly at the end. It's just all, he's just down there for so much of it.
This is my home now.
You just get so tired of him loving shit.
Yeah, it's just sitting around. Just sitting around in it.
I'd like an entire version of this movie with Kat being the guy. Because so far, look at me now. This is my home now. Your impression of this guy is something.
Thank you. I could do this.
You didn't know Kurgan, Kat, the pro wrestler that's in this? Kurgan, I think, was his ring name. Canadian.
You know, I didn't. He's from the Canadian circle.
Studied under Bret Hart.
No, I didn't really.
Bret the Hitman Hart?
Yeah.
You know, I didn't really dive into background.
I was
of
looking
this
for
film.
Anything. I was looking up all the cast, past work. Got to be something
known,
here.
Had I known he was a professional wrestler, I would have mentioned it. So that's great. Did he have was he in the ring? A lot? Do you have any more history?
He was in the WWE for 2 or 3 years.
Nick? Where's Nick?
A big, let me call Nick. I thought you might have some facts on
you that. Think Nick was going to watch this movie with me? You think when I told him this week I'm watching Septic Man that he was going to jump at that?
Should have told him it was about a nose piercing.
I mean, Septic Man.
Shut up.
Could be a good movie.
I thought he was going to quickly transform. I thought he was going to go down there and be covered in shit and transform into a shit monster. That's right. Kill people in gruesome ways. And, you know,
like,
have
you ever seen Dogma? Have you guys seen Dogma?
Sure.
Do you remember the shit demon? That's what I was thinking that we were going to watch.
Yeah.
I think so far in this episode, we have had at least 11 sentences that AI should write an entire movie script for.
Don't watch this movie.
Or watch it.
I picked it on a whim. I really regret it. I'm sorry. You work hard and when you have free time and you want to sit down and eat your food and vomit.
It's okay. No, I had a much bigger roast planned for you this week. But it's like, you know, we're just kicking a dead dog here. I mean, every movie is a miracle, folks. You know?
You know, if this movie had like three like memorable scenes, I would have accepted all of the other things that I hated about it. Like, if there was a scene, like some crazy over-the-top scene in the tunnel or whatever, the septic tank, then, like, that would be great, but nothing happens.
No.
And
nothing at all.
I saw it described as, like, an alternative or a continuation of the Toxic Avenger.
Oh, yeah, I saw that,
and
too.
And I was like, what fucking crack were you smoking, person that wrote this, that you think that they're in any way similar? He doesn't help anyone. He's not out, like, rescuing people. Anyway, it just didn't make sense for it to in any way be kind of scooped into that film at all.
Well, the cinematographer would go on to do Child's Play 2019 and then a bunch of Riverdale and the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. So
nice.
Somebody got a job out of this.
All right.
I don't think they got a job from this.
Yeah, no, the filmmaker is still making movies. Jesse Thomas Cook. He's been making features steadily since this, as recently as 2021. Mostly looks like horror. Hasn't, I guess, broken through to anything that we would know yet. But
maybe we should get him on the
still
pod.
Still out there. This was a long time ago.
You know what we forgot to mention in Taxidermia? Did you see in the cast that Erwin Leder is in that?
No.
He's the dude from Angst.
Oh, wow.
Apparently he's in that. I literally just watched it.
Wow.
But yeah.
I also like the part in Taxidermia where the guy was fucking the dead pig and he got his head blown off at the same time.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
That's what happened.
You guys want to just go back and talk about that movie some more?
Not really. Let's talk about Terrifier 2 some more.
Next week.
Oh, I cannot wait. Drum roll.
So we're going to go to 1998, and we're going to watch a masterpiece called Urban Legend.
Yes.
Nice.
Currently a rental. But if you guys want to hang out with me, I own the DVD.
Okay.
I'll text you, okay?
All right. Thanks.
And then, you know, Easter's coming, so we do have to throw a rabbit in there. Dave spoiled this one, but 2001's Donnie Darko.
Oh, no. Wow.
That's on Tubi.
All right.
It's
actually,
fun week.
Tubi, theatrical cut, Tubi, director's cut, Tubi, whole documentary that digs into the philosophy of it. So
nice. Okay. I haven't seen it since, the day.